What translation of the Bible did Jesus use, and why does it matter to you? You've probably never thought about it, but yes, Jesus used a translation of what we call the Old Testament. As you may know, the majority of the Old Testament was written originally in Hebrew, while the New Testament was written in Koine Greek, or Common Greek, the language of the time of Jesus. Though you know that, you may have never put together that Jesus didn't exclusively read from the Hebrew copies of God's Word, but from Greek translations of God's Word. Before we keep going, let me know in the comments below, what translation of the Bible did you use growing up? So when you were a kid, what translation of the Bible did you use? Was it King James? Was it New International Version? Or was it something else? Let me know in the comments below, and bonus points if you can tell me why you still use that translation or why you switched to a new translation. So what translation of the Old Testament did Jesus use? He used the Septuagint, also known as the LXX. The word Septuagint comes from the Latin word for 70. That's what LXX means in Roman numerals. Why 70? Tradition has it that 72 translators all worked on this translation from Hebrew to Greek. They didn't call it 72 because 70 flows just so much better. Marketing, right? That's also why in some of your Bibles, you will see the Roman numerals LXX as a footnote. Why was this translation necessary? If you remember from the last video, and if you haven't caught it, it'll be linked in the description below. It'll be the first link, and at the end of this video, you'll see a little card for it. Much of the ancient world was united into a common culture and a common language after the conquest of Alexander the Great. This process was called Hellenization, or the Greekifying of the ancient world. As a matter of fact, the culture and language was changing so fast in this area that many Jewish people were forgetting their own Hebrew language or not being raised to speak the Hebrew language at all. This was especially true of the Jewish people who were not living in the land of Judah like Egypt or modern-day Turkey. Now, this was a huge problem. If you can't understand your own sacred text, you are in a pickle. That's why the Septuagint was translated. It was the first time ever a significant religious text was translated from one language to another. Now, this isn't to say that Jesus never used a Hebrew Old Testament. No. Being a rabbi, Jesus undoubtedly knew Hebrew and probably used it in the temple and in synagogues. But Jesus also used and spoke the common language, the language of Greek. Now, if we stop this video right here, it would be a pretty factual video, but not very helpful to us personally. So let's take it one step further. Do you remember a single time that Jesus calls out the Septuagint for being wrong or for not getting some phrasing just right from the original Hebrew? Of course you don't. What about Peter doing this? Or John? Or Paul? Not a single time in the New Testament. Jesus and all the apostles felt comfortable with his translation. As a matter of fact, all three of these men quote from the Septuagint in their New Testament writings. They trusted translations, and so can we. God doesn't only work in the original languages of the Bible. He works in the language that you and I understand. God's Word is still active, still powerful, and still true, even though it's been translated from the original language. God is bigger than the words that you and I use. God wants to use your copy of His Word in whatever translation you already have to change your life and your eternity. Hey, I hope you learned something in this video. If you did, give it a like and please share it so it can help others too. And subscribe so that you can catch the next Bible Tidbits video when it drops on Thursday. Before we end, a huge shout out to LifeWord for sponsoring this video. LifeWord has a huge collection of Christian programming, both video and audio, that you can trust, all available for streaming and download. Head over to lifeword.org to check out the full collection. Oh, and did I mention that it's not just in English? There are tons of programs in tons of other languages, including Spanish. So head over and check them all out. There's so much there. We'll see you next time. Grace and peace.